Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
Wicket.
Heather.
Do you feel like an...
After what I just went through in the break room, yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. I exploded a pot of coffee. Happy Monday.
I picked up a pot of coffee at 5 a.m. when I walked in here, and I'm like, man, this thing is leaking all over. And Heather had just left the break room. So I spent my first 15 minutes cleaning that up. I was just in the break room again. There is a pool of coffee coming from underneath the big coffee maker. And somebody walked in and said, you look like such a dad right now. So yeah, I feel like an adult. I've cleaned up two giant coffee pot messes before 6 a.m.
Listen.
Yeah, I feel like an adult. I do now.
Just because I blew that coffee's mind.
Yeah, you really did.
I did it the same way I do it every morning. I walk in here, there's a handful of people in the building, and there's no coffee made. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, that's my job, apparently. So I put the pot down, I put the coffee in.
Did you slam the pot down like a child?
I'm very gentle, Wicket. I don't know what happened.
I just think the coffee pots are old, so I don't blame you. I just feel like they're old. They sit on hot burners all day. People forget to turn burners off eventually. I'm sure a glass engineer can explain that to me better than I could actually on the radio.
So I don't feel like an adult, but yet I do adult things. It's kind of like when you say, oh, you're not a bad person, you just did a bad thing. I do adult things here and there, but I definitely would not consider myself an adult. Like, I say things like, I need an adult.
Yeah, I think there was... I do now. I don't think I did until probably when we bought our first condo in suburban Kansas City. Mm. And we were still living in a loft, and we were, you know, up until 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning, and out at the pool all day. We didn't have any kids. We were married, but didn't have any kids. I think when we got that first condo, and because the baby was coming, and I'm tearing down wallpaper and doing those, like when I first started to be like, okay, I can't go out tonight because I have to get the house ready for when the baby is going to be born. That's when I really first started feeling like an adult, and that was about age 38, 37, 38.
I feel like there's something that happens where being an adult is cool. And then when it becomes not cool, you actually are an adult.
Okay.
Like, oh, I can't wait to be an adult because I can have my own place and eat ice cream for dinner. Mm-hmm. And then when all that happens, you're like, I'm not an adult. I'm eating ice cream for dinner.
I remember I lived in a house with 13 other guys, and it was dirty.
Wait, what?
Dirty.
13?
It was a 9-bedroom house in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and there were 13 of us. And we were 19 and 20 years old, all right?
That sounds horrible.
I mean, it was awesome. It was a party house. It was right on one of the main strips of the University of Michigan campus. Like, for what we were... But it was like the first time any of us had ever lived on our own. Some guys had lived in dorms and then moved off campus to where we were. Other guys didn't go to that school or any school. I was working at a radio station, so... My life, I mean, I was out on my own. I would have to grocery shop for myself for the first time. I was 19 or 20. But, you know, you're still, it's not really adult behavior what
I'm
I was doing.
Stuck on this house where, well, I'm imagining bodily fluids everywhere. I mean, 13 dudes, how many bathrooms did you guys have?
One, two.
I thought you were going to say one.
I'm counting.
I'm like, no. Oh my God.
Three. There were three. There were
for
nine.
13 dudes.
But we're dudes. We don't need, you know, especially 19 years old. You get in, you get out. You know, you weren't. It was
cleaning up after one dude in the bathroom is too much.
I'm not going to tell you that the house was clean because it was not.
How could it have been?
My sister wouldn't even come in the house.
No.
She wouldn't go in the house because it was so dirty.
Did women go in the house at all?
We had parties all the time because we had...
With women?
Yes. Yes. Women showed up. Like, you know, we had the keg and the red cup, and we had huge speakers in the house, and we had space to dance, and we had a huge TV back then. You know, those 3,000-pound big screen TVs as opposed to what we have now. This was the year 2000. All right? So much has changed in technology and everything. But... We had a front porch, we had a backyard, like it was a college house.
Okay.
And college campus houses generally, when inhabited by guys, not the cleanest thing in the world.
No.
Never.
I can't believe you convinced women to go into that house.
We are the dirtier sex.
So I've never truly felt like an adult. I feel like I've done adult things. You have at a couple of times.
I have much more in the last 3 years than I had in the previous 37.
Well, you have procreated. So, yeah.
I don't know if that's adult or not, but
I don't know.
I'd like to think so.
A survey at YouGov finds that people don't consider themselves to be adults until they're 18.
18?
22% of people said 18. That's the most popular answer.
Of when they felt like an adult?
Yeah.
No.
I know.
Come on. I was still living at home.
I was
commuting to school at 18 years old.
I felt very young at 18 because my parents were moving me into a dorm. So it's like, that makes you feel really helpless.
You feel like a college kid.
Kid.
At 18,
yeah.
When you're being moved into a dorm.
Yeah.
I think maybe when you got out of college, you got your first apartment at some point in your college life.
I don't feel very adult at all.
When did you start paying your own bills? Because that could be. I mean, I've paid my own bills for the most part for the last 20 years.
Well, I've been working in some capacity since I was 13.
Right.
So I don't know. I felt more.
Have you always paid your own cell phone, your own cable, your own rent, your own car, your own insurance, your own everything? Like, how long have you been completely independent financially from your parents?
I don't know, because I had jobs in high school, so I was helping. So,
have you always paid your own cell phone? Because my wife wasn't 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 4 years ago.
It's tricky.
She was on her mom's plan.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, because, yeah.
Because when you are financially independent.
Yeah.
Not financially wealthy, but financially independent. You're paying your mortgage, you're paying your insurance, you're paying everything. That, to me, is a sign of adulting.
Mm-hmm. I am not an adult, so okay. I choose not. But the question is, do you feel like an adult? And if so, what age did everything change for you? I mean, I said to Wicket earlier, I'm like, yeah, I guess the first time I felt like an adult was when I gave blood for the first time when I was 19, because I went and I had someone stick a needle in my arm and I didn't need a parent to say it was okay.
When you gave blood, that's an interesting answer. I never would have thought. I mean, I did it because I was trying to win a contest to go to the Game of Thrones season finale or the final season premiere. They were running a national contest, and I went to go give blood for a second time, and I didn't win.
Well, yeah,
so that's not an adult reason.
No, my dad had been in the hospital. He had passed away during that experience. He needed a lot of blood, and I was like, it's time to pay it forward, so I need to give some back.
Okay, cool.
So I went in, I gave blood, and I've always given blood ever since. But yeah, that first time I was like, oh, I don't need it. I don't need anyone's permission. I can just go do this now.
244-1033. At what age did you feel like an adult and why? There are a ton of answers already coming in on the Facebook page, and it's up on Twitter as well. Want to hear from you. Me, 37. Heather, still
Never.
Not there yet.
Not an
still
adult.
Still not there yet.
Nope.
The Laser. 244-1033.
Playing everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. It's Heather and Wicket. We're asking you right now at 244-1033.
When did you feel like an adult?
Trying to find these numbers out. For me, it was about 37. Over on the Facebook page, Heather, a couple to get to real quick before we go to the phones. Jody said, when I had my daughter. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Aaron said, 38 with a 16-year-old now, and I still don't actually feel like an adult. I don't feel like an adult.
No.
Is a very popular answer on the Laser Facebook page.
That you're with me then.
There are a lot of people that feel that way.
Have yet to feel like an adult.
I started to when the wife was pregnant with the first baby. That's when things, we bought a condo and I started going to Lowe's at 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
Most popular answer according to the survey at YouGov is 18, which to me feels incredibly young.
No, absolutely not.
Intern Colby's 20. She does not feel like an adult yet. She has admitted that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're curious for you. At what age did you feel like an adult? Laser.
When I was 21 on my own and a mother.
What was it like when you kind of sat around in the room and you're like, I'm an adult now?
I can't say the word on the radio.
Well, I was going to say, Wicket, I feel like when you are an adult, you don't have time to sit around and think about what it feels like to be an adult.
You do when that kid goes to sleep, don't you?
And when do they sleep?
What's your name?
Becky.
Becky!
Becky,
thanks
you
for calling.
Rock. Becky, you're an adult in our books.
Thank you.
Hey, Laser, tell us about the moment you felt like an adult.
Probably when I bought my first car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? Tell us about your first car.
I had a Ford Taurus.
Dude, that was my first car.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. What year was your first car, Heather? What year, Taurus?
99? I don't remember.
What year was your sweet ride when you first got it?
87.
Woo! Yeah, yeah. My first car was an 84 Escort.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it had the smoker's windows and everything. It was great.
the first time I didn't want to be an adult, though, I had to buy my first set of glasses.
Oh,
by myself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a...
So then I wondered why my mom dreaded me getting glasses.
Yeah, that's a reality you don't want to teach your kids, that you have to actually keep getting them, and they have to keep getting thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker.
They are expensive, too. By the time you buy, you know, shatterproof lens and lightweight or stylish frames, they're expensive.
Oh, yeah. And you actually pay to go somewhere and have your eye propped open and have wind blown into it. You actually pay someone to do that.
And then they put those looking sunglasses on there so you don't hurt your eyes when you leave.
Yeah, I can do that at a music festival. Just walk up to someone and be like, hey. And you know,
is this Bob?
This is.
Oh, thank you for calling.
You rock, Bob.
Laser, when did you feel like an adult?
24.
Why 24?
It's when I joined the Navy in 1981.
Okay. Oh. Awesome.
When you were as old as there are hours in the day.
I had decent jobs in that, but I was in a big layoff. Alcoa Aluminum Company of America and that I used to work with, but there was 3,000 of us that were laid off.
Ooh.
Back in 1980. And I just kind of watched my money and my property kind of slowly dwindling down. So I thought, like, you know what? I like boating. I'm going to go join the Navy. So I joined the Navy, and I was in it for 13 years.
I think that's interesting. You like boating, so you joined the Navy. Was there ever an idea, was there ever in your mind a reason to join at 18, or did that not pop into your mind until 24?
It didn't pop into my mind until then. Out of high school, I always had jobs, and I was doing quite well and whatnot, and then all of a sudden, you know, just phrase out of the fan and watching my, you know, $100,000 that I had in my toys as an 18, because I had three boats, two four-wheel drives, about three or four different Harley-Davidsons, and
ooh.
When I started selling all my toys, that just to make ends meet, and I decided, what the heck, I'll keep one boat, I'll go do something different. And so I joined the Navy, went and saw the world.
Ooh, seeing the world, that's one of the cool parts about joining the service.
Mm-hmm. Get to go around
the stories.
You do so much for the country,
mm-hmm.
and you also get to see the world, and there are so many advantages to it. I could never do it.
So much love to our servicemen mm-hmm. and women.
A couple on Facebook real quick. Chris became an adult at 17 when he signed the papers and joined the military.
Mm-hmm.
Joel said, when I gave up watching television and started reading. What age was that, Joel? Because I've gone the other way. I've quit reading and I watch so much Netflix. And Valessa wrote, 33, because I finally started taking accountability for my actions. I let go of the past and took control of my life. I put boundaries in place. I started loving me for me and became more independent.
Aww.
Good for you, Valessa.
That's a lot of people don't even get to that place.
So no.
That's pretty fantastic.
It's a pretty deep answer.